We are back for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and today we're going to be looking at a Sunday school lesson E.A. Elam prepared for the Sunday schools of May the 29th, 1927. It's about Peter, undaunted by persecution, and we'll be looking at the text from Acts chapter 5 in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Let's now look at our lesson text, Peter Undaunted by Persecution. I'll be reading from the American Standard Version, Acts chapter 5, verses 27 through 35, and then verses 38 through 42. And when they had brought them, and set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, We strictly charge you not to teach in this name, and behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. But Peter and the apostles answered and said, We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew, hanging him on a tree. Him did God exalt with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, and to give repentance to Israel and the remission of sins. And we are witnesses of these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God hath given to them that obey him. But they, when they heard this, were cut to the heart, and were minded to slay them. But there stood up one in the council, a Pharisee, named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in honor of all the people, and commanded the men to be put forth a little. And he said unto them, Ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves as touching these men what you're about to do. Verse 38 of Acts 5. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it'll be overthrown. But if it be of God, ye will not be able to overthrow them, lest haply ye be found even to be fighting against God. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles to them, they beat them, and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. They therefore departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. And every day, in the temple and at home, they ceased not to preach and to teach Jesus as the Christ. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Acts chapter 5 and verse 29. We must obey God rather than men. The devotional reading is the 27th Psalm. The inscription to this psalm reads, Of David, or is found in our common Bibles, A Psalm of David. I'll read that to you now. Jehovah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Jehovah is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers came upon me to eat up my flesh, even mine adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, even then will I be confident. One thing have I asked of Jehovah, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Jehovah, and inquire in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me secretly in his pavilion. In the covert of his tabernacle will he hide me. He will lift me upon a rock, And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. And I will offer his tabernacles sacrifices of joy, and will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto Jehovah. Hear, O Jehovah, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou sayest, seek thy face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Jehovah, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Cast me not off, neither forsake me, O Lord, my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then Jehovah will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Jehovah, and lead me in a plain path because of mine adversaries. Deliver me not over to the will of mine adversaries, for false witnesses are risen up against me, such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted, and since I had believed to see the goodness of Jehovah in the land of the living. Wait for Jehovah. Be strong. Let thy heart take courage. Yea, wait thou for Jehovah. Now, there's additional material to be read by the teachers, and this has to do with something that occurred later than the events of this particular lesson. We read about it in Acts chapter 12. And I'll begin to read Acts 12 now, beginning in verse 1. Now about that time Herod the king put forth his hands to afflict certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. And those were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had taken him, he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 quadrillions of soldiers to guard him, intending after the Passover to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made earnestly of the church unto God for him. And when Herod was about to bring him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers bound with 2 chains, and guards before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shined in the cell, and he smote Peter on the side, and awakened him, saying, Rise up quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And he did so. And he said unto him, Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me. And he went out and followed. And he knew not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. And when they were past the 1st and 2nd guard, they came into the iron gate that leadeth into the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out, and passed on through 1 street, and straightway the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a truth that the Lord hath sent forth his angel and delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together and were praying. And when he knocked at the door of the gate, a maid came to answer named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for joy, but ran in and told that Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she confidently affirmed that it was so. And they said, It is his angel. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened and saw him and were amazed, but he beckoning to them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him forth out of prison. And he said, Go tell these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went to another place. Now as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what was become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the guards and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and tarried there. Now he was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon, and they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus the king's chamberlain their friend, they asked for peace, because their country was fed from the king's country. And upon a set day Herod arrayed himself in royal apparel, and sat on the throne, and made an oration unto them. And the people shouted, saying, "The voice of a god, and not of a man." And immediately an angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten of worms, and gave up the ghost. But the word of God grew and multiplied. Let's look now at this Sunday school lesson about Peter, undaunted by persecution. I begin with the hints and helps for the teachers. Just after the miracle of punishment visited upon Ananias and Sapphira, recorded in Acts chapter 5, 1-10, many other miracles of healing were wrought, inasmuch as they even carried out the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that as Peter came by, at the least his shadow might overshadow some of them. The disciples still met in Solomon's porch, but the death of Ananias and Sapphira filled the people with such fear and dread that they did not encroach upon the presence of the apostles. Yet they honored and magnified them as persons through whom God manifested such power among men. And the believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women. This is the first mention of believers among the women since the apostles began to preach on Pentecost. There were women among the disciples of Jesus all along, though. You read about that in Acts chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. The report of all these miracles of healing and of other wonderful things spread abroad throughout the surrounding country, towns, and cities, so that multitudes came, bringing sick folk, and them that were vexed with unclean spirits. And they were healed every one, Acts 5, 12-16. We must consider the widespread influence now of the apostles, and the great praise swelling up from all over the land to God for the gospel. Now let's look at the explanatory notes. Acts 5, 27 says, "And when they had brought them and set them before the council..." This lesson begins properly at verse 17, hence it's necessary to study in order the intervening verses, verses 17 through 26. So in Acts chapter 5, in verse 17, we read, "But when the high priest rose up, and all that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were all filled with jealousy, and laid hands on the apostles, and put them in public ward. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors, and brought them out, and said, 'Go ye, and stand, and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life.' And when they heard it, they entered into the temple about daybreak, and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison house to have them brought. But the officers that came found them not in the prison. And they returned and told, saying, 'The prison house we found shut in all safety, and the keeper standing at the doors, but when it opened, we found no man within.' Now when the captain of the temple and the chief priest heard these words, they were much perplexed concerning them, whether this would grow. And there came one and told them, 'Behold, the men whom ye put in prison are in the temple, standing and teaching the people.' Then went the captain with the officers and brought them, but without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should be stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, 'We strictly charge you not to teach in this name, and behold, you filled Jerusalem with your intention, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us.'" Well, we will continue this in the next class of the Warren County Radio Bible School.